Hey, everybody, welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies. Hey, I want to let you know that this episode, this whole podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So here's a message for you that we want you to listen to because it's going to be really good.
Okay.
Read this.
Hi, everybody. It's your good friend O'Shea. Did you know that Sunday Cool prints Super Soft ink on Super Soft shirts? Well, now you do. Did you also know we have created thousands of templates that are fully customizable? It's incredible. Anyway, thanks for watching. I'll see you soon. Oh, and I almost forgot. If you're interested in getting a quote or starting an order, go to sundaycool.com to find out more today. Thank you. Have a great day. See you all later, alligator. Yeah.
Check, 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 check.
Yo, checkity, checkity, Andy coming in hot.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you have a great card?
Zio, how is a great card?
Do you say, how do you say, great card?
The great card, they say, there's a blue, not the green, the gray.
A French jersey today.
Ooh. Thanks. What are their mascot? What's their mascot? The roosters?
The roosters.
The roosters.
It's a, how do you say?
The rooster?
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 A chicken?
A male chicken?
The one with the, how do you say?
How do you say in the chicken language? The one with the nuggets?
With the pee-pee?
Oh my gosh.
The chicken with that pee-pee?
Yo.
That is a boy.
Oh, bobo.
Oh, I am French.
I've never really been a friend. Fran of France.
I've never been a Fran of France.
I've never been a Fran of France.
Don't trust him.
Back when we fought them in the French Indian War.
Ugh, yucky.
Maybe they're on our side.
I don't think
they're on our side.
They're never on anyone's side. They're French. They're flip floppers.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out France.
What is on Dumb and Dumber when he says Aspen? I don't know, Harry. The Frencher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quote that all the time when we talk about France or Canada.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. It is episode 22 and the Ninjas of Butterflies.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Wisconsin. Wow.
Hey, comment below if you're in Wisconsin.
Hey, let us know.
Okay, everyone be quiet. I have a question that really has haunted a lot of people.
Okay.
Mainly the older generation.
Got it.
Our grandparents.
Respect.
Maybe. Our great grandparents.
Shout out great grandparents.
Woohoo.
R.I.P.
Oh my gosh.
Today's question is, should we bring back the Great Depression? It's a good question.
I mean, if it was great. Should we bring it back?
It was. They say it was the greatest of depression.
They said, this is a depression. Give me one adjective to describe it.
It's
great. It was actually
it's great. See?
That's actually where Tony the Tiger came from.
Oh, no way. You're like, the Great Depression.
How you feeling, Tony? Great. I would say, no, I don't think we should bring it back. Some would say that we're already living in it. We're living in the greatest.
How strange that they called it Great Depression.
Yeah,
I guess that great was used as a different adjective.
Yeah, but it's like the horrific.
Yeah.
The horrific depression.
The worst of depression.
The worst depression.
Great Depression. I guess great means like an excess amount.
Yeah.
Should we bring it back? Maybe. No, I'm just kidding. We shouldn't. It was terrible for a lot of people.
A lot of people suffered. A lot of people lost business. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
Died of what?
Can you... starvation and stuff.
Oh.
That was I'm assuming a lot of people died because that.
I actually don't know.
I don't know.
For a fact.
I don't know.
But I know
we
some
Google
people
died. People die in the Great Depression. Just the average rate of people dying.
Had nothing to do with the depression. It was just because people die every day.
They're gonna say like the flu season was really bad that year.
Well, the Spanish flu though. The Spanish flu during the Great Depression.
We don't call the Spanish flu. Don't call it Spanish flu.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Come on. That's very offensive to Spanish people.
Sorry.
Okay, all right. Spaniards, we apologize. Lily, what do you think? Do you think we should bring it back?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Really?
No, don't bring it back. Seasonal depression is hard enough.
Mm.
So you're comparing a person's own seasonal depression to the mass Great Depression that killed apparently a lot of people,
according to Josh.
Interesting.
Mm.
Not interesting.
So some would say that the Great Depression actually shaped the founding foothold of America and like made people better.
Who said that?
History.
I mean, the greatest
Eleanor Roosevelt.
They call them the greatest generation, the generation that grew up in the Great Depression.
Yeah, they learned to work harder and like find other means besides
trial builds
hard times. Hard times.
Tames.
Bring tames. Hard tames. Hard tames bring strong. Make strong men. Mm-hmm. Strong men make peaceful times. Peaceful times makes weak people. Mm-hmm. Weak people create war. War creates strong men.
So what do you,
Eleanor Roosevelt, in your face, Lily?
That sounds like the Mission Impossible movie we just watched.
Mm. So the Great Depression, there's no...
Don't bring it back.
You heard it here first. Lily loves the Great Depression.
Lily loves weak men.
Welcome to the show!
Oh, my God.
Did I say ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
You gave us nothing.
I was trying to give you anything.
You have to give us something. That's the bit.
No.
We have to find it. We have to find it.
I tried.
I'm going to get canceled so bad one day.
I hope so.
The bit.
Just kidding.
The bit she gave us was that Lily loves weak men.
That's not what she gave. He said weak men.
I think that's how it adds up.
No, Andy loves weak men.
That's why I love you.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Episode
22.
You're probably wondering,
what is going on over here?
What's with the balloons and the cake? Well, guess what? As of today, when we're filming this podcast, we hit 100,000 subscribers
on
YouTube. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a big deal.
We've been doing this YouTube for almost 7 years now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Also, did you realize we're closer to 2030 right now than we are to 2016?
Wow.
7 years?
What's the significance of those? What's 2016?
Okay, well, we're closer to 2030 than 2016.
That is weird, actually.
Don't just brush it under the rug.
We start Sunday Cool at the year of 2016.
The year of our Lord 2016, we began.
That's weird.
When did I graduate from high school?
When did you graduate from high school?
3 years
ago. Well, technically... You didn't graduate from high school. You just like got your online thing, right?
Yeah, but I graduated in 2016.
Oh.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. You're 2011?
Yeah.
2012, baby. What are you?
07.
07.
07.
I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, so the Great Depression. Did you know that, who was the president? It was
Eisenhower.
Franklin Roosevelt.
No, it was not.
What years was it?
Yes, it was.
No, it was like Eisenhower or something. Or is that the World War One?
Can you Google who the president was? Whoever it was, they mandated that all U.S. citizens hand over their gold.
Oh, cool.
For money.
Nice.
So the U.S. is like,
give it up.
Give us your gold. It was actually, if you got caught with the gold, you got in trouble.
They went like this.
It was a mandate. It was a law. You can't keep gold.
Give me that gold. Hey, that gold? A little bit. Give me that gold.
Well, now I'm greatly depressed.
Tremendously depressed.
I don't know why.
Apparently they have English accents in Midwest America.
It's weird to think about accents. Like, when did they change?
Yeah.
Because they changed.
Yeah.
They're still changing.
Yeah, because they came over. They had accents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
wait, what do you think it was? Like, somebody just started talking funny one day, and they're like, that sounds kind of cool. I want to copy you.
Yeah. Well, they say that... the Southern accent is the closest to the, like, we're the closest to the English accent of people coming over.
Well, you think about, Louisiana. I mean, you just think about that French Creole. Like, that. Yeah. That, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Shoot the ghetto.
Yeah, you start speaking a bunch of gibberish. You're speaking French.
We're doing the crawdad.
And
you add a little crud to it. Do you want the crawdad?
Crawdad.
That sounded like a German. I don't know. I'm losing it with my accents today. Sorry.
The president is Hoover.
Hoover.
Oh, the vacuum.
Oh, wait.
We had a vacuum.
Vacuum as a president?
Wait a second.
Dude, that totally sucks.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. There's only like one pun for vacuums, I feel like. You don't really have a whole lot. That's kind of the go-to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other ones.
They suck.
Like, yeah.
Vacuums suck.
You know what doesn't suck? Getting 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Hey,
yeah,
it doesn't. Thanks.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does not. Lily brought us a cake.
Yeah. What kind of cake is it?
It's Chantilly cake.
Oh, Chantilly.
Of course. It's my
Of course it's Chantilly cake. What's Chantilly?
It's
I think it's got like booze in it, like Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier and Chantilly, yeah.
And we have to throw it away.
Yeah, true.
Because we cannot have alcohol and cake. Chantilly. That of course you get a Chantilly if we hit 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like on, you have like the wood wedding anniversaries, the metal. You have all those.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard like the anniversary? Like you give presents that are like, and like 50th anniversary is gold.
Oh,
yeah. Like 40 is Nick like silver or something like that.
Nick and Beth do it a lot.
Can we do that?
5 year would be
sure.
Wood. Something wood. Hey, start working on it.
I do wood.
You work with wood.
I work with wood.
No?
What am I going to do though with it?
Buy something.
Yeah, buy a box.
Go to Walmart and buy a butcher block or something.
No, don't do that. I hate when people do that because I can make that.
Yeah, he can make it. He gets mad about it.
Yeah. I know. I got one being made from you, being made by you in 3 years, right?
Yep. That's because we cut down the hurricane blew down an oak tree, and I cut up giant slabs of this oak, but they say it takes a year per inch to dry out if you're not using a kiln, and it's 3 inches thick. And it will take 3 years. So
it'll be a great gift.
We'll see you then.
You
have to see you in 3 years.
You've never gotten a cutting board from him before, like butcher block or anything?
No, I've never. Oh. I've gotten the wedding one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still use
the one that you got too.
I don't know if that's cured or
whatever. You're going to try to pick. I see.
Interesting. I got one.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
I got three of them.
We never talked about, we're getting too far away from the 100,000 subscribers, but how Andy officiated our wedding.
Yeah, he did. And you were here like a month?
No. I was here for like 7 months.
I know.
I got here in August and you guys got married in February. I thought about that recently. I was like, what a crazy thing for them to do. I'm like, you know, a lot of ministers.
It was so fun.
Yeah, but like even your uncle, Brian even.
Yeah.
But like that was like, it was cool. I love that memory.
You should tell that story. When did you guys know that you wanted him to officiate and like what made you want that?
Almost right off the bat. Yeah. I think like honestly, it was a month into you being here. I'm like,
what'd he do?
You'd be great. He was just a good guy.
Yeah.
He was just a good guy.
You got us. You got our sense of humor.
Not good enough to be at my bridal party, though.
That's what it was. You're like, I don't have any more room for any more groomsmen. Yeah. I guess he can officiate.
If we were to get married now, not me and you,
we were getting married, I would be involved in the wedding somehow, right?
Yes.
Can I be your best man and your bride?
Wait, why'd you assume you're the lady?
I just
figured. We've talked about it before.
He would never allow it.
We've talked about it before. Well, when
Lily asked if Andy was the, or you said, am I your work wife or work husband?
Wife.
I think I'm mostly, seeing how my past line of work, just after everything I've done here, I feel like I most identify with the role of a bride.
Yeah, you're definitely
pretty domesticated. Yeah.
I'm very submissive.
You clean.
Clean. You cook.
You're very in touch with your emotions.
I am very. Too much.
And I'm pretty like, you know.
I don't know. Josh has the long hair.
Quit crying,
small
woman.
Feet.
Not small feet. Average feet.
And Kelsey is the handiest woman I've ever met in my life.
That's true.
Yeah.
Andy's wife.
She's pretty great.
Yeah.
Home wife, not work wife.
Yeah, his real wife.
Home wife.
But she does work here sometimes.
Yeah.
And so she is kind of I'm kind of cheating on my work wife with my work wife.
Uh-oh.
Home wife.
But I work here too.
Oh, shit.
Not really.
Not now.
Not right now. I mean,
are you
you're on vacation.
You're a polygamist.
Vacation.
Some would say. I am Mormon.
Yeah, technically we figured that out.
I'm not Mormon, but we figured that out on the Christmas episode that I might be.
You signed the contract. That's taking a pee inside of a temple. That's a undying, like that's a vow you cannot break.
We got them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Says the Mormons.
We got them.
Have you guys heard of...
Wait.
Oh, what?
Go back.
Go back to what?
100,000 subscribers. We have to do a channel and review.
Oh, okay.
Can we start by making it so that those are in frame so people can see that they're 100? Because right now they just look sus. Go into one of your frames. It looks like Josh is holding a zero. There we go. Very good.
That's my favorite noise.
It's Jane's favorite too. She's throwing up.
So, okay, well,
I'll start.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then we can go around.
I guess you grew the YouTube channel.
I was just going to talk about
she
my
was
favorite.
The fuel behind it.
Well, let me start off with this.
Okay, go first.
We work at Sunday Cool, which we do t-shirts, and we have been blessed with this department of being able to make fun videos for everyone. And I started off in 2016. I was out in production printing the t-shirts and stuff. And
working
my dad,
like a dog.
Working like a dog. And those of you know Paco, a.k.a. Angel, he's been here since pretty much day one. But me and him were out there working in production with Taylor and Austin and stuff. And I got tired of it. I'm tired of printing shirts.
I'm tired of this, y'all.
Because my dad's owned a t-shirt company pretty much since I've existed as a human.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah.
Shoot.
And 30 so.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time.
Do you know we're actually closer to 2030 than 2016?
No, we're not. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. Thank you so much for that fun fact, bringing that to the table.
You're welcome.
That was really fun.
Yeah, so I'm like, Daddy. My dad.
Yeah, son.
Cool.
Yeah, son.
I don't want to print t-shirts anymore.
Well, you gotta.
I want to do something good with my life.
All right. Whoa.
Not that printing t-shirts isn't good for your life, but I was tired of it because I've been doing it my entire life.
You want to chase your dreams.
I want to chase my dreams, Dad.
Dreams are for suckers, kid.
Yeah. Why does my dad talk like that?
I don't know. We've changed accents twice on him. You got to go back to printing shirts. What would you do anyway if you weren't printing shirts?
I don't know, Dad. Maybe making funny videos.
Funny videos, you say?
Yeah, Dad.
You don't. I do declare. I'm just going to keep switching every time he talks.
Yeah, Dad, I want to make funny videos.
No way.
Okay, this is too distracting for the story. He said, well, why don't you make a funny marketing video and see how that goes? I'm like, do you want me to do like a character? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so I put it on a sweater. I put on some glasses. These glasses.
And Carl was born.
And I said, hey, my name's Conservative Carl. And my dad said, yeah, I guess that's fine.
it's like those music producers like in the 50s when they're backstage and they hear like a band playing. And they're like, I found that sound you're looking for.
Listen.
Like, listen. It's that moment of discovery.
No, Carl for my dad, was like, yeah, I don't get it, but we'll see how it goes.
How many iterations of Carl have there been?
Two.
Just two?
Yeah, well, kind of three.
Yeah.
There's Conservative Carl, which was the whole thing was like, I don't look conservative at all, but yet I have very conservative views.
Conservative and, in the sense of not political, but...
Not political, but like...
modest.
Like, modest. like
traditionalist,
like women shouldn't show their ankles. You know, which I believe in that.
Well, you have a lot of opinions on women's rights. I've heard.
Specifically ankles.
Yes. Which let's cover those up.
We're gonna blur those out.
Anyways, so I started doing that, and it took off. And
the first video that went viral was like the bad youth group names.
Yeah, bad youth group names, and
you can find these all on Sunday Cool's YouTube channel.
But I used to do an accent, which I did. It was based off of Zach Galifianakis did a character called Seth Galifianakis, which he played like a youth pastor, but he talked like this. Mm-hmm. Hi guys, we're going to the chili cook-off.
He really loved the Fugees. Like,
yeah, real Funyuns and Fugees. And that's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
You know? And so I did that, and now we would go to these conferences, and I would be the Carl character talking like, hey guys, welcome to Sunday Cool. And people just were like,
they loved it.
They loved it, but they didn't love it. They were really
at first they didn't love it.
They loved the videos, but not in person.
Yeah.
And so I slowly started changing the accent to where it just kind of became like Carl. Like, hey guys, what are you doing? This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then change it from Conservative Carl to Cool Carl.
Because you're cool.
And Sunday Cool.
Ooh.
So it was like Sunday Cool Carl.
Boom.
Yeah.
Went from like Southern Arts College to like Deep Woods.
Yeah, like manic. Manic?
Manic.
Oh.
Manic. Mania.
Manwich.
Oh, Manwich.
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Sloppy.
So yeah, we've been doing skits. I've been doing skits since 2016 and then brought Andy on. We've talked about this a bunch and been doing all these skit stuff. And like, we kind of got a little bit drained with trying to constantly think of new skits and stuff. And so we're always looking for that next, what can we do creatively to keep going?
Keep you entertained, like, have fun while doing
like,
it.
And like, enjoy our job and like, help Sunday Cool and grow our audience. And so we started a podcast show.
7 years later.
Six years later. And now we're here.
And we're here. And what would you say are some of your favorite videos that you've made?
I actually don't know the answer to this. I'm excited.
I love the Sundays of Our Lives, which are our worst viewed videos ever. It was basically the days of our lives, the soap opera.
Yeah, the cheesy, the glowy look.
And we have two of them, right?
Yeah, two of them.
Yeah. I love them. The best. They literally, to this day, when I watch them, I'm like, I love these so much.
It's so funny.
And then I love our Billy and Bobby, where we do very British people.
Yep.
I love our spicy videos.
They're funny to watch.
They're so much fun to watch. They are just such a great sit back and relax and just watch them. They're just it's like hot ones on steroids.
At least 10 people a month say, do another spicy video. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, Josh is living with that for the rest of his life.
You guys, I'm glad you were entertained. But now I have an ulcer, and sometimes I bleed out of my mouth.
Should we bring hot sauce to conference to just let people try it to know why we don't do it anymore?
Yeah, you think it's so easy, you do it.
Yeah. anytime someone comes up and says, hey, you should do a spicy video.
You should bring back the spicy videos.
Is that how they sound?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I've heard it.
Yeah. It's like an old 50s cartoon.
Lily, what's been your perspective of watching this channel grow? Because you came in and then get like almost the beginning and somewhat in the middle.
Yeah,
of it all.
I had started. It was before your first Gen Z translation video. I had started the week that you launched middle school hygiene.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I forgot about that.
And so, what's so funny too is when I was like, you know, coming onto the job, I did all that research that you should do if you're looking for a job. Research your job beforehand.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? This is so crazy. Like, what are these guys doing? You know? And my favorite videos remain the early Conservative Carl iteration one, where you talk a lot about screen printing. My specifically, I love foil printing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
super good. It's so good. Seeing Taylor in those days is so funny, too.
Yeah.
But then, you know, just as it progresses, I love the self-defense, Christian self-defense.
Those are fun, yeah.
Sundays of Our Lives. I love the VeggieTales one, too. I just love Ben. Ben and his dead eyes.
Those are all the ones that
his dead eyes. Oh man, Ben, that VeggieTales one is so fun to me. That is such a.
That was a good one.
When you edited that one, I was like, this is so much fun. This is so crazy. And to have the creator of VeggieTales literally retweet it out.
Larry the cucumber.
Yep, that was insane. I didn't know cucumbers could access Twitter.
I know. I didn't either.
That's crazy.
Good for Elon.
You say, and then we can move on, but what would you say, like, the things you've learned the most or some, like, things that you've really kind of just really understood in the past 7 years of growing this channel?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
Not one thing?
No. Always be new.
Always be new?
Yeah. And, like, with content, it's, you adapt to what's happening just in life. Mm-hmm. Like, people love short form content. So just figuring out how to make your content more condensed and making people laugh. Podcasts are really popular right now, so that's why we're jumping on that.
Yeah.
It could not be that's 3 years from now. It could be ventriloquism. So
that's why I'm practicing.
Yeah.
That's why you're telling me I have to take classes Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
can you make your hand talk real quick? Like, can we see?
Hi, my name is Hand Man. Isn't this fun? I hate my life. Andy.
Yeah. So it's a big milestone. This is one we've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah. And we're
a long time.
Hopefully going to get a plaque from YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're going to hang it right behind Andy's head.
Should we get a sticker for it?
Sticker?
Get the measurement. A sticker? Can we get a sticker for it?
We'll do something fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paint it pink?
Maybe.
We'll all go get tattoo. The YouTube play
on our forehead.
We all go get tattoo.
I would yeah. So
I get a YouTube. Can I say? I can't say that.
Nope.
I'll get a YouTube
lower back tattoo. Yeah.
There's no other name for it.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
So koalas all over again.
So yeah, it's been a crazy ride.
Been a lot of fun. Here's to another.
I hope we make content literally for the rest of our lives.
Aww. That'd be fun. It would be fun to be an old person making really dumb videos still.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Rogan, who's in his 50s, still making content.
Yeah, but he's taking testosterone. So he's cheating. True.
And you just got to bulk up.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do steroids if we need to. That means we get more views.
We look like the Jersey Shore in 5 years.
Yeah.
I start taking steroids, I get absolutely built, and we just go in the hole. We just lose everything. And so I'm just this really buffed, sad dude in his own Great Depression.
Speaking of pumping steroids into our arms to get more swole, pump this podcast with an ad.
Woo!
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, man.
Beep, bop, boop.
Whoa, what? Beep, dun, boop. Mr. Robot?
Yes.
What are you doing here? We're trying to do a clear stream, Matt. What are you doing?
I'm from the future.
Are you really? I'm sorry, guys. What can we help you with? What are you here to tell us?
I've come back in time to.
Go.
I've come back in time because there's this piece of technology that I need to apprehend.
Oh my goodness! I mean, what is it? Is it an incredible software? Like
it's called ClearStream. Beep bop boop beep beep.
Oh,
I need it.
Oh my goodness! You mean you're not talking about ClearStream, the software that's used for like communicating with organizations, churches, and events and like that stuff, like that you do one-on-one communication with?
Yes.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible because I've heard they've really changed the game on like mass text and communicating with your people that you really need to talk to.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, I mean, is there any message that you wanted to share with the viewers?
Stop eating pudding.
Stop eating pudding. Is that what's going to kill us in the future?
Everyone.
Oh, no. Okay, well, before the pudding kills us, guys, go to clearstream.io/ninjas to get 10% off a ClearStream all for the rest of your life. Do it now before this happens.
Go back.
Oh, no. You can go back to the future now, okay?
Okay.
Bye, guys.
What stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, Ada pooped twice in the past 7 days, I think.
Yeah.
And one of them, we gave her the prune juice. It's like a prune juice extract.
Yeah.
So, like, heavy, heavy. And we gave it to her. And she's definitely ready to potty train because she's like taking off her diaper a whole bunch now. Yeah. But it was literally 3 minutes before I had to put her in the bath. And I like went to like get like water or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and she had taken off her diaper and she was basically like the bench for our kitchen table.
Yeah.
She had like her feet up on it like this and holding on to the top of it.
Yeah.
And just was pooping on the ground. I'm like, dude, please.
Dude, the day I had a dog and a kid poop on the floor in the same day, I was like, I don't want to be this anymore. I don't want to be a dad. I'm running away.
Oh, wasn't that ad fun, though?
That was such a good ad. I remember it. It was like it was yesterday.
No.
That was crazy.
So I want to talk about this because it's weird. Lily, we talked about this last night. I don't know if you've heard about this. Don't open that app. That was Disney, and we're not at Disney. Okay, have you heard of, where is it? It's called, it's a dog on TikTok.
Oh, I hate it.
And it's going around that, you know those dogs that, like, they train them to push the buttons to be able to speak to their owners?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Outside, hungry, sad.
Mm-hmm.
This person has, like, I mean, it has to be over 50 buttons.
It's like a plastic thing.
And they just and they go like, over, the dogs, like, touch it.
And sometimes, like, I've seen ones, everything I've, okay. Every time I've seen it, it seems very random, and it's like, it doesn't make sense.
But this dog, there are people are like, this dog is becoming, like, self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, almost to where, like, there's a human stuck inside this dog.
Oh, no, that's scary.
Because this dog is saying, like, now the dog is apparently on antidepressant pills, a Great Depression this dog is suffering with. And it's doing, like, it clicks buttons, like, who am I? And like the lady's like, "You're Bunny."
Why is that Bunny the thing?
It's, I think Bunny's her name.
Yeah, the dog's name is like Bunny, and they're like, "No, you're Bunny." And the dog would like go over to the mirror and just like look at it. And then it goes over and clicks a button, "Help."
Oh no.
And then it's like sad. And like it's like literally communicating like, I'm stuck in this dog body and I'm fully aware.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
That's so scary. Could you imagine like that? Like, I don't believe in reincarnation, but imagine if that was a possibility. If like there was like some type of punishment that this person had endured, and now they're being, they were accidentally born into a dog's body.
It's just That'd George be Washington so living inside this dog.
How am I this dog? I defeat the British.
My name's Bunny.
No, I'm George Washington, the first president of the United States.
Is that Kibble?
I demand respect.
Is that Kibble? Did you drop some peanut butter?
Squirrel.
He just can't help himself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I hate it so much.
It's so scary. It just reminds me of like AI stuff. Like that's what I feel like AI is going to be going towards.
What's like that? Almost like the Black Mirror episode, where it was like the Star Trek episode.
Oh my goodness, that's such a good episode.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Lil?
Yeah, of course I do. I hate that episode.
Have you seen it? Okay.
What is it called? Oh,
I forget. But basically, this guy has this invention, I guess.
Yeah.
Where
it's a game. Yeah.
He can upload people's consciousness inside this
using their DNA.
Using their DNA inside this computer, so they're conscious, like they're real people inside this computer hologram, whatever. But
they can't die.
They can't die, and they can't escape. But they live on the outside of it as well. So there's like almost two versions of their consciousness.
But they don't. The USS McAllister. That's what it was called, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was. Like so, they have their own universe, but they don't know that each other's exist. So like, he's this guy who does not have any friends. He's not very popular. He's this.
They don't
pushover.
Know that they exist outside. Yeah. They think that they woke up in this simulation.
No, the people inside know. The people inside know.
Yeah,
for
they
sure.
Know.
Do
they?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, they know. But that's the whole thing, is that he creates these. He's a guy that has no friends, and so he takes their drink out of their cup in their trash can or something, and he transfers it into his game. And they wake up and they don't go to sleep. They don't eat. They don't do anything. They just sit there and they're being basically tortured for the rest of their life because they're stuck.
Forever.
And he comes in and he acts like he's this big guy, but they have to listen to him because he controls the game.
Yeah,
he could. You know, there's this one scene where she has no mouth. He removes her mouth, and so she can't breathe. So she's constantly
terrifying. Dude, and so that's why I feel like this dog is going through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine if it was real. That would be so scary.
It's so scary.
Or George Washington.
People used to say when we'd bring Frank in, he looks like a person trapped in a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Because of his eyes. But you know a dog that doesn't have anything going on upstairs?
Hercules. Our office dog.
Yeah.
He floats from room to room, and there's nothing he offers. There's nothing going on there. Like,
John
it's
Rucker, who works here in sales, he brings this dog in. It's like half
husky
or something. But its eyes are like...
Literally nothing's going on.
It's sweet.
And I don't think it's dumb, dog. But it's just... It's just like when you look at like it's just it because it sounds like we're just saying like this dog's just got he's just
no but you look in the eyes and it's like
it's
just
a cat
nothing's
dog.
Happening
it's a cat
it,
dog.
It honestly does feel like a cat it's a cat stuck in his eye of a dog's body.
I
love dogs. Like every I started working here, I was like, dope, there's an office dog and it always comes in the room, I'm gonna make friends. I started talking to this dog and it every time I'd start to talk, like I'd realize he's looking at me, I'd start to talk and he'd be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Would hang out until I started
talking.
It's
like you can look at a dog and be like, I love you.
Yeah.
Because like your eyes are saying like, we want to be friends. This dog is just like.
It's so weird.
It also, I don't even know how to articulate this, but when it would like hang out with us all the time, you remember like it would sit in dark corners. And it would sit on both of its paws in this really weird way and stare and like breathe heavily. And I thought, that's a possessed animal.
You gotta get rid of that dog. That reminds me like of my fear of like being in a coma and being able to hear and understand everything, but not being able to speak.
That terrifies me.
Like,
scary.
You can hear everything. You can even feel things, but
you can't
communicate. Dude, how scary would that be? Because you know that it has to happen. That has to. Like,
if I ever go in a coma, guys, just pull a plug.
Stop it.
Even if there's not a plug.
Samesies.
If there's not a plug, just take one of these.
Hey, just so you know.
I wake up midway.
Wait.
I was sleeping.
Just so you know, if you go into a coma, you're going to live that way at least for the next 20 years.
That's imagine terrible. Imagine the content, though. Golly, that'd be good. I'd be like, I just weekend at Bernie's U all the time, just everywhere we should. Go please at a conference.
Okay, if I go into a coma, so please keep me.
We have can we stuff you? Like if it does happen,
like an animal,
dude, please. It does no, but you're sitting there the whole time.
Okay,
that'd be so fun.
Whatever.
Sure, I don't care. I'm dead. No preference.
Okay, question for Lily.
Uh oh.
Would you rather spend a week sleeping in open air in like the heart of like Africa, like where there's lions and hyenas and cheetahs and stuff? Cool. Oh, cool. Like, but you're sleeping like no tent. Like, you just get a sleeping bag.
If Harry and Meghan can do it, I can do it.
Okay, well.
No, okay. Oh. This kind of
this is like hyenas. This is like predatory land.
Okay.
Like on a riverbank where there's hippos and crocodiles.
Hippos?
Yeah.
Hippos are terrifying.
They're so they scary.
Or go deep cave exploring for 2 days.
Oh, not that one.
Okay.
Not that one.
Cave exploring is so ridiculous. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't get that passion.
No.
No.
Listen, crawl underneath your bed. That's terrifying as an adult. Yeah. I used to do it all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Just do it as an adult. It's still terrifying.
It's so
and you can go make your dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
Why do it? It doesn't make sense.
Because I was listening to, there's this cave system. I forget what it's called. This was in the 60s, late 60s. And it's the most dangerous cave system in the world. And this group of like 10, they're going to go explore this cave. And it takes like 12 hours, or no, a little over 12 hours to explore, like get to the bottom yep. or whatever, come back up.
Yuck.
And there's this one passage, and I forget what it's called, but the average width and height, the height is 10 inches and the width is 2 feet.
I'm suing.
And so the only way you can get through it, they say you literally have to use your fingertips to scoot yourself through this.
Never.
Listen
Never.
To this. And it was getting too extreme for some of the cave divers or cave dwellers. And so like 4 of them came back up.
Okay.
And the rest are like, yeah, we're going to go finish the route or whatever. And so one of the ladies, her husband was one of the guys that stayed. And it started to sprinkle a little bit when she was up there, and but it wasn't anything concerning. And they were supposed to exit the cave at midnight, and it was 9 o'clock. And so they're making their way back through the passage, that really hard passage, and it started to like torrential downpour, and it immediately flooded the whole cave.
Oh my goodness.
They like after they were able to get the water out, they found all those dudes stuck in that passage. One dude was able to find an air hole.
Oh my
goodness.
And so
they literally found him like this, but it had just filled out up like past his nose.
He died?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
And so
That's so sad.
Caves are dumb.
Caves are the worst.
I hate caves.
I hate caves, man.
Have you seen the TikTok of the guy who survived one of those experiences? He filmed himself. He was like laying on his stomach in a very pinched section. He was like, so I thought I could keep going. I'm kind of stuck.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, I thought it opened up, but it's gotten tighter. He's like, I've got to figure out because the water's definitely coming.
Dude, I'm just getting a panic attack thinking about it.
I know, me too. My heart is racing.
What was that one documentary about those kids in, was it Thailand?
I don't remember, but it's on Disney. National Geographic. Yeah.
Okay. It was, you have to watch it.
It was pretty crazy.
It's insane. Those kids live for like,
it was like 3 days or something.
No, it was like a month.
A month. What were they eating in there?
They were sending food. Those divers were able to send, like, get food.
A month?
It was something like that.
We had the stomach
Please Google
bug.
It.
I need to look that up. That sounds like a crazy.
It was way longer than 3 days.
Well, I remember there's a book I had to read in college. It was called Better Safe Than Sued. And it's about youth ministry. And it's about, and it's just about, like, just covering all your bases, being sure on what you're doing, be safe, even on the tiniest things. And the first story, and it's a sad story. It's like this youth pastor takes a van full of kids to this this cave. And it's not one of those small ones, but it's just a cave that's local. And he didn't look up the safety precautions, brought no one with him. And it rained. And no joke, these kids, like, yeah. And it's just the saddest thing in the world. So,
oh my gosh.
Listen, there's no good cave story. There's not even like caves. Even going around caves. You see that guy from 127 hours?
Yeah.
Even was around a cave. Just don't.
Don't go in caves.
Don't do it, y'all.
Unless you're Batman.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Stay out of caves.
Or ooh, caveman.
Ooh.
Oh. That's the circle of life right there.
So on the 23rd of June, they got stuck, and they were all rescued between July 8th and 10th.
Oh, wow. So like 2 or 3 weeks out.
Okay, that's close to a month.
That's closer to a month than 3 days.
I win.
I'm right.
But they all lived. And there's only one rescuer who died.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm haunted by that volcano show we watched, too.
Yeah.
What happened to the volcano?
Yeah, what show was that?
That was the volcano that erupted in on an island off of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cruise excursion.
Oh, no. Yeah. What a bummer.
And there was like a couple. They like interviewed a couple of the victims or whatever. There's a couple. They just got married and they're on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. The wife's like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Volcanoes, why would you go explore around a volcano?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, it's fine. It's going to be fine. Let's be a little adventurous.
He called her like naturally anxious. Like she's just a normally anxious person.
And they
seems
were
pretty she's like just a normal cautious person.
She's always anxious.
Just gaslighting your wife on an interview.
You're always nervous.
But long story short, this volcano ended up erupting.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't lava, but it was like just insane
steam.
Yeah.
And it killed like 20-something people.
Did the couple die?
No. But,
imagine
their skin is like
burned to a crisp.
Imagine just them sitting at home. They're healed. They've got scarring all over their bodies. And he's just sitting there. Yeah. He could never win an argument.
No.
He could. Yep. He's lost every right to just like, yeah,
she's
whatever, like, honey. Whatever you say,
like
honey.
This.
Look at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, you win.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. You can't put this on.
I wanna
no
go
way.
I want to go to Olive Garden. And I'm not really feeling like it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Volcano.
Yeah, let's. breadsticks sound great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go ready to carbo load.
But the sweetest thing with that couple
is
like they're like third degree burns everywhere.
Yeah.
And he like basically laid on top of her so that she wouldn't like, so like chance of survival or whatever. Yeah. And the only thing that they were touching together is she was holding his arm like this.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one part on his arm where it's just normal skin.
Oh, wow.
And so her hand is super burnt, mm-hmm. but that is, so like his back is just toast.
Golly, dude. That
sounds kind of selfish, because if I was going to be burnt on my front or my back, I'd pick my back.
He covered her.
So she was in the dirt.
She just got like some of her face.
You're saying he was probably thinking of himself a little bit too?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Like,
no, he saved her.
I'm not going to ruin the face, though.
Exactly.
I could lay down on her like this.
Oh, my gosh. But she said that her hand had gripped his, she had function of her hand.
Oh, yeah. Her hand worked too.
Oh, cool. Because she was already like, she was tensed up.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Because it like burnt like their nerves and stuff.
Isn't it crazy?
This
like
a fun conversation. Yeah.
There's a lot of death happening. But I was thinking it's like crazy that the volcanoes still exist. That like they just still function. Like that's such a prehistoric type of idea to me that like this mountain full of lava happens. And I just saw that clip on YouTube of like one just literally exploding. People on a mountain.
Yeah.
And I saw some guy proposing.
I don't understand.
Like that was like he was proposing or they had a, no, it was an elope. They were eloping. Elopation? Yeah. Elopation?
Elopement.
Elopement,
echolocation.
Echolocation. Yeah, but they were literally having their ceremony, and the volcano was going on as it was happening. I was like, "That's just too much." It's like you're just mocking like Mother Nature in the face. This is why we die.
A night at Pompeii.
Exactly.
You're invited to a night at Pompeii.
No thanks. Pass.
I don't understand the word prehistoric. Because if we're talking about it, there's obviously a history.
There wasn't a recorded history.
Yeah, that's basically what prehistoric means.
So if we're talking about it now, then it's recorded.
But it's not recorded. It's all theorized.
Yeah, it's like you're finding dinosaur bones, but dinosaurs weren't going, on the 5th of June, I died in an asteroid.
This is
so that would be prehistoric.
As I lay here dying on my deathbed. I'm not having someone else write this because I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex and I cannot hold a notepad and a pen at the same time.
That assumes we all know that we're self-aware and we're documenting our own history accurately.
It also assumes that dinosaurs had a British accent. So we're all theorizing
real talk. Real talk. When I was little growing up and you would always see those like Bible movies. You know, like with Jesus or whatever, they always had British accents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so literally probably until fourth or fifth grade, I literally thought Jesus and everyone in the Bible had British accents.
Yeah.
I would read the Bible with a British accent in mind.
That's how still, you got good at accents, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Because you love the Bible.
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it. Guys, if you're trying to find a good Christian girl, if she can't do a good British accent, uh-oh, then probably...
Spirit
doesn't
in
know
you?
Jesus.
No, I do not. And don't make me do
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
No, stop. I can't.
Okay. Next week on the podcast, Lily is reading. We're gonna do a snippet from a movie. We'll do a script reading.
Yeah, yeah.
She has to do a British accent.
I can't do it.
You have to. Now they want it.
Just a monologue from The Chosen.
Yeah, we'll get you a little monologue and just do a
I'm
real
not
quick.
Doing it.
Well, you have to because they want you to.
You literally have to.
Comment below, Lily, do a British accent.
Like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll find a good script. We'll have to think about the movie.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna sound crazy.
You had a little conspiracy thing that you said you wanted to.
It's not much of a conspiracy theory, but first of all, okay, I have two things. Well, first of all, I sneezed earlier.
Oh yeah.
First of all, no one said God bless you or like excuse you.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I could die.
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Think you're possessed.
But first of all, I think that's the first time I've ever sneezed on this podcast, which makes me ask the question, if sneezing was...
Let's set it up. Set up. Yeah. So like...
If sneezing no longer existed, if sneezing ceased to exist in this world, no one sneezed ever, how long do you think it would take you to realize it? For everyone to realize that sneezing's not happening.
That's weird. Because think, like, you don't remember the last time you sneezed, no. really. You
it
know?
Took me 22 episodes to sneeze on this podcast.
Are you sure? Do you just, like, not remember?
I sneeze every day. Very aware of
But how
sneezing.
Long would it take for some people, I mean, for everyone to realize it, though?
Yeah, like,
it
would take, I haven't heard a sneeze in a long time. Like,
it
you
would
don't
take
think that.
Over a year, right?
A year? I'd say a week.
No.
A week?
All it would take is one person putting it out on social media being like, I haven't sneezed in a minute. And next thing you know, everyone
it's
would kinda, be talking about
I'm
it.
That's yeah. crazy. I'm so self-aware
babies,
sneezes now.
But babies sneeze all the time.
Yeah.
And I think like, it would probably be a mom that yeah. would realize it yeah. first. But I'm trying to figure out what would be the triggers that would help you like realize, oh, wow, no one's sneezing anymore.
No, I don't think people would think about that.
Exactly.
Like, so I think it would just like, I think it would be close to a year.
Someone would have to watch a movie and be like,
oh,
I haven't sneezed. Have you sneezed in a while?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And you're like, yeah, it's dumb. But it's like that whole meme, like, have you ever seen your neighbors taking groceries?
Yeah, yeah.
That always freaks me out. Because I've never.
Dude, if you've never seen a neighbor take out your groceries, I mean, think about it. I now purposely say hello to my neighbors every time I'm taking the groceries in.
Yeah.
Because I want them to realize this is happening. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You're my neighbor. You're seeing me.
I do.
Hello, neighbor.
When I'm taking the groceries in, I literally every time I'm looking for neighbors, I'm like, can they see me?
And they're not out there.
They're not out there. It's
How
the weirdest thing.
So that
freaks me out a little
so
bit.
So even though that's a conspiracy theory, but no one's putting a lot of stock into it because it's not an important theory. Sneezing would be the exact same thing.
What are you guys implying?
It's just a question.
Like that we live in a simulation?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Okay, why, but the other, do what?
Why do we try to hide our sneezes? I feel like that's the problem.
I do it just because I don't like, because I sneeze like.
I don't try to hide them.
Usually I try, I
cover my mouth.
Yeah, because you can spew.
Yeah, I do this.
Spew your.
I keep my hands down. I want to know it was productive. If I sneeze, slam my head down and look back up and I can still see the fallout, I know it was productive.
Mm. You know, I always sneeze like, I feel like in threes most of the time.
Me too. Mm.
And so I try to hold it in. Because I don't like that I feel like in my mind I'm inconveniencing the other people around me because they have to keep saying it.
Have you?
Because there's always a joke like, okay, enough. And it's like, I know you're joking. It's funny, very funny, funny. But I'm literally sneezing. I can't stop.
Does it get under your skin when I yell sneeze in the office? When I do?
When he does it. Because because you say bless you before I sneeze because I apparently make a noise. So I'm like, so I do some noise that you're like, bless you, and then I sneeze. this is Josh. No! It comes out of nowhere. There's no warning shot. There's no, hey, I'm about to sneeze. It's so loud. Even right then, I was not loud as your sneeze.
I fit into that meme of like when my dad sneezes.
Yes.
But yeah. Have you ever heard people sneeze though? And you're like, that's not a real sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this kid in like elementary school, and he used to sneeze. He used to go like, I'm like, it was like 16 in a row. I'm like,
I've
what
seen cats
is that
do that.
Yeah,
like when they twitch out,
just get it out.
Paul Camigliano. was his name.
What?
Paul Camigliano.
Okay,
that sounds like Soprano's name.
Paul Camigliano.
I think he's from Peru, maybe.
That's no joke. That's the only time I'm actually really glad you name dropped, because that's a really good
that's
name.
A good name.
Hey, Paul Camigliano. I can't even say it.
Paul's such a nice guy, but he had a funny sneeze. It was like,
would it be like,
it-choo. Oh yeah. It's like, it's like, that's not real.
It like stress,
let it out.
It stresses
like that.
Yeah.
It stresses me out when someone sneezes though, and there's all this buildup, and there's just and you're just like, oh my God, you just exploded in your head for
let
sure.
It out. Yeah.
There's always when people get married, I feel like there's always in the first couple years you find these things that your spouse does and they just kind of like just irritate you a little bit. But then after a while, like once, like I'm realizing now 10 years married, I'm realizing those are the things that are funny and that I love and that I poke fun at now. Whereas you used to just like, I'm not being such a jerk, I guess, and getting irritated by the tiniest things. But Kelsey does this thing every time she's about to cough, and it just is the worst at night because I have to have complete silence. But Kelsey just, she breathes in every time she's about to cough. And so instead of just going, she goes, but it's always like, it seems like it's always, and I'm like, now?
So it's almost scary.
Yes. It's like, just do it. It's like someone pointing a gun. It's like, just do it already. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Just pull the trigger.
I can't handle it anymore.
Jack in the Box from Elf.
Yeah.
Exactly. <You're> drinking.
Oh, man.
What annoys you about me?
Nothing. You're literally perfect.
No, well played. Well played.
No, you are.
You always say there's a million things you do that make me crazy.
Because you always point out the things that make you crazy. And I never, listen, she's always pointing out stuff that I do.
Yeah.
And I said, Lily, I got a million things that you do that annoy the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But I don't point them out because I love you. And who cares?
But
she's like, what are they?
There's a level of though, like, I think you guys will get to that point. You guys already do. You already point things out. But it's one of those things you're not saying, I want you to change this. It's one of those things where it's like, I want to communicate with you right now. This drives me nuts. And one day it won't, because one day, like, you don't want to be 80 years old and thinking, you know what? I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
50 years. This has bothered me. You're like, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah. So, I'll never tell you.
No, say just one thing. One thing.
One thing. Just
one thing for both of you. Cause she's going to do one too.
Yep.
Wait, let me think of one.
You have plenty, I'm sure.
I know. Well, what's the worst one?
She just said, I know.
I don't know. That's not a worse one. It's just one that she does. She always leaves the cupboards open.
Oh,
no, I do not. That's me.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
You don't realize you do it probably. Not.
Maybe during nap time, so that I don't slam stuff.
You don't have to slam anything. Like, when I put my phone it's down, either, like,
it's either slam it or leave it open.
I got two choices.
I can imagine you as a teenage daughter. Dad, what do you want? You want me to close the door or do you want me to keep it open? He's like, you close it. Just don't slam it. I can't do that.
All right, you go.
Yep.
I can't think of one.
Oh
don't boo. Do
you can't do that. Name one.
Lily, come on.
All right, I will.
All right, let me get my list down.
Your socks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's with socks?
I leave my socks everywhere.
He's got to change his socks 10 times a day. Or
really?
Something, and he stuffs them. He hides them in places in the house. And I'm the only one that gets them and goes and puts them in the laundry.
Proof.
Oh, that was your sock?
Yeah.
It's on the table? That is so funny.
He has, like, little places. He stuffs them, like, in between the recliner and the couch. I always find them there, everywhere.
Because I think I'm going to wear these probably in, like, an hour or so. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to leave them, like, right here.
Yeah.
I typically don't. That's fair.
Do you guys, you reuse socks?
To a point.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
When they smell or they get hard?
I've been using our soccer socks.
Yeah.
Because they're soccer socks. So they go up to my thigh, basically.
Yeah.
And they're big pink ones. And so I use those for bedtime.
You sleep in socks?
I sleep with socks.
What?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Only because I
have, like, that the psoriasis and stuff. And it just, I just don't, like, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't help it. I feel
sorry.
Just psychopath sleeping.
Yeah. Wow, so you see me differently now?
Yeah, yes. I kind of do.
100%.
All right, well, I'm here for it.
Oh, that's so weird.
I'm sorry, I can't
you
help
sleep
it.
With like a little night hat too?
I mean, yeah,
you,
I do.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, they call me Ebenezer. Like,
is that what it takes to like be successful in this department? You like sleep in a nightgown and he sleeps in socks and yeah. I'm just over here sleeping in shorts like a normal person.
I don't sleep in a nightgown.
No, he sleeps like a corpse.
Maybe that's why I'm duck footed because it just the compression of my feet have just sprung it out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Or, I thought you slept in like a weird shirt or something.
No.
The opposite.
The opposite.
I don't have to say what I sleep in, but
I don't get that. I don't understand what you mean.
Everyone in the comments is like, it's the opposite of a nightgown. Oh no. He wears a three-piece suit, everybody.
I will tell you, Jelly thinks it's so weird. She brings it up all the time. The fact that you sleep with a t-shirt over your eyes and I sleep with an eye mask. She's like, oh, yeah. That's
you sleep
so
with a t-shirt
weird.
Over your eyes?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like instead of wearing an eye mask, I just lay a shirt over my face.
You go to bed and you're like, sure.
Yeah. He just pulls what? His shirt and off. Just, and
like, you stay still like cool. a dead yeah. body?
Like a corpse. And he lays on his back okay. with a pillow under his knees.
I'm sorry. Sleeping with socks on is not nearly as weird as just folding a shirt and sleeping with it on your
well,
eyes.
Well, because I don't like eye masks because they squeeze
yeah.
your head.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I have
too
a
much.
Big head.
Yeah.
So I literally just roll up a shirt like this and just go like that.
Interesting.
You ever try pulling your hair over your face?
No.
That works.
That would annoy the heck out
really?
Of me.
I've done that.
Up until recently, I started sleeping with my hair in a bun.
I can't Why? Have my hair touch my neck.
Just because it's getting too much?
Yeah, it's just like it pulls.
I tie up my beard every night.
Oh, wow.
Because it's the worst feeling when it's under your shoulder
yep.
and you twist and you're like,
yep.
I'm
woken up with my neck like cranked like this because I've rolled over and I just can't move.
Yeah. Yeah.
The weight is on my hair.
So that's it.
That's it.
I am something cute that you guys do. You and Kelsey, can't you not sleep unless you guys are touching feet?
Yeah, we have to.
Well, she technically does. Touching sock to foot.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
So, yeah. She has to have her. Here's how it is. If this is my ankle, this is her foot, and she has to like put it right there. So I have to. I always, whenever she's falling asleep before me, which is all the time, I kick her and I poke her with my foot basically, and then she lifts her foot up, and I just go right underneath, and then it's lights out. I just instantly like.
But that is so
poor
cute.
Lily, she, like yeah. one of her love languages is physical touch.
Yeah,
and I you hate can't. Touching anything yeah. at night. So I literally, this sounds terrible, but I do sleep under my own blanket.
He does.
But she sleeps with like 20 million blankets. It's like a
yeah,
like a pallet of blankets.
I get that.
We're like a couple from the 1920s with separate beds.
So
no.
Funny.
Yeah.
You see, no. that's becoming a bigger trend now. Like legit, like people are just saying they have like a separate bedrooms all together, separate
that's
beds
crazy.
And everything. And I just couldn't.
I couldn't either.
No knock into everybody else, no. but I just, I can't.
I can't imagine that.
I'll confess that I snore really bad. And so quite frequently, I don't even fight Paige on it. And I just go to the guest room. Oh. Like she's going to wake me up in 2 hours once I'm dead asleep.
Yeah.
I'd just rather sleep through the night.
My daughters are starting to hate my snoring because they sleep in our bed every now and then. And Zola looks at me like 2 days ago. She's like, Daddy, can you please not snore? She's sure. like, I want to snuggle with you tonight, Daddy. I was like, cool. And she's like, but please don't snore.
Yeah, I sleep with like one blanket that's like this thick.
Yeah,
I get hot at night.
Dude, do you have a favorite blanket?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like as kids, we had a favorite blanket.
Yeah,
I never thought I would as an adult, but my mother-in-law made a blanket that is super thick. It's like a weighted blanket, basically, mm-hmm. but it's so soft. And it's like, I can't do it. Like that's the blanket.
Yeah.
I sleep with a blankie and it's called a rumple.
Rumple. What and is a rumple?
It's it's like a sleeping bag material.
Okay.
And it's like super light. And that's what I sleep with every night.
And it's comfy?
I love it.
I bet it feels good when it's cold. Like yeah. when the thing's cold, it feels yeah, really yeah. good just relaxing in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. And I always sleep with one arm out of the blanket. So I tuck the blanket under this shoulder and sleep with this arm out.
Yeah. I like sleeping
and
my
feet out.
I like on the side, either on the side because that knocks the snoring out. I realized mm-hmm. to love it. Or what I've learned from Pete Holmes, the comedian, is called the on the stomach four. So basically, okay. no wait, it's the four. So you're doing basically a four with your legs. So you have one leg okay. kind of like 1 foot against the calf, Yeah. And then you're laying down. And so you're on your stomach and you have one leg like popped up a little bit.
Opens.
And everyone's like, yeah, why is that the best sleeping position? Like when you're on your stomach and you have one leg hiked up. Yeah.
A murder victim. Yeah,
exactly. Like whenever
they stencil it out. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't sleep on my stomach because I have scoliosis and it hurts.
Ouch.
Yeah, this is people listening to this are like, these are literally this a conversation is relatable, like though. Old people talk about.
What number is your bed?
Maybe for our 20th wedding anniversary, Josh will start sharing a blanket with me at night.
Maybe. We'll see. If you shut those cupboards. For real, though, you need to get on that.
You really need
I
to
don't leave
that
them
out.
Open.
Because they're the exact height of my forehead. And I've gone bunk.
What if you go back and look at your camera in your house and like it's just Ada just getting up on the counters, opening all of them, looking for something?
Oh, man. Okay, well, 100,000 subscribers.
Big deal.
You guys go to our YouTube, Sunday Cool Tees, subscribe, become one of the 100,000 plus. And make sure to review us on Apple, Spotify.
Do it.
Google, if you listen to podcasts on Google.
No.
Who does that?
No one does that.
But if you do, good job.
Doesn't Google own YouTube?
Yep.
So
yep.
Basically, if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Google anyway.
No, oh, okay.
True.
Well. We love you guys.
We couldn't done it without you. Thank you so much. Ninjas is 100% the reason why we hit 100K so fast. Thank you so much. We would not be able to do that.
Oh, they're tight. You got to bite that thing off. Wow.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know.
Happy 100, happy 100, we're 100 subscribers today.
Solo, go for it.
We just hit 100,000 subscribers.
Just repeat them. Oh, we love you guys. Thank you so much for watching, listening.
Goodbye.
Love you guys.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Goodbye, Jane.
Bye, Jane.
Goodbye.
Bye. Woo. That was a balloon.
We didn't even mention Jane once.
Ninjas.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.